Hey everyone, welcome back to Mental War. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner critic? You know that voice that whispers doubts, compares you to others, and just generally makes you question your worth? Well, we're diving headfirst into the trenches today to talk about something absolutely vital. Cultivating self-acceptance and self-love. Because, let's be real, folks, in this crazy world obsessed with perfection, it's easy to get lost in the noise. We see curated lives on social media, unrealistic beauty standards shoved down our throats, and constant pressure to achieve, achieve, achieve. It can leave you feeling depleted, inadequate, and honestly, just plain exhausted. But here's the game changer. Self-acceptance isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your whole damn self, flaws and all. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. This isn't some quick fix or a magic spell. Cultivating self-love is a continuous journey, an ongoing practice that requires patience, compassion, and a whole lot of honesty with yourself. But let me tell you why this is worth fighting for. When you truly accept yourself, you unlock a world of possibilities. You radiate confidence, you attract positive energy, and you become unstoppable in pursuing your dreams. So, let's break down some actionable steps to get you started on this incredible journey. 1. Ditch the comparison game. Seriously. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to win a race while looking in the rearview mirror. It's a recipe for self-doubt and misery. Focus on your own path, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that everyone's journey is different. 2. Practice radical self-compassion. Imagine treating your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Would you constantly criticize their appearance? Probably not. So why do we extend less kindness to ourselves? Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and forgiveness you'd offer a dear friend. 3. Embrace your imperfections. Those flaws that you see are what make you, you. They're part of your story, your tapestry, and they add depth and richness to who you are. Let go of the need to be perfect. Embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project? Did you have a great workout? Did you simply make it through a tough day? Give yourself credit. Pat yourself on the back and savor those moments of triumph. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people you spend time with have a profound impact on your mindset. Cultivate relationships with those who uplift you, support your dreams, and believe in your worth. Distance yourself from negativity and drama. It's simply not worth the energy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been putting in long hours at work. She's constantly comparing herself to other designers she sees online, feeling inadequate and insecure about her skills. She starts doubting her abilities and even pushes away opportunities because she's afraid of failing. Does this sound familiar? Sounding like yourself is one thing, but if you're constantly listening to that inner critic, that voice telling you you're not good enough, it can really hold you back. Sarah needs a serious self-love intervention. She needs to remember her strengths, celebrate the projects she's proud of, and ditch the comparison game. Imagine her focusing on what makes her unique, embracing her creative spirit, and surrounding herself with supportive colleagues who encourage her growth. Now that's a Sarah who can truly shine. So, my friends, remember this. Self-acceptance isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of courage to face your insecurities and embrace your authentic self. But the rewards are immeasurable: increased confidence, lasting happiness, and a life lived on your own terms. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, celebrate your victories, and never stop believing in your incredible potential. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of self-love, and let me know your thoughts. What are some ways you cultivate self-acceptance in your own life? Hit us up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, keep shining bright, and remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are loved.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.